Blog Talk Radio.
Here every single Wednesday evening and have been here for years. Can't believe it.
for years at 7 o'clock. So keep put this on your calendar, set your alarm so that you'll be ready and be with us. This ministry, or this evening, our blog talk ministry, as usual, is one that is interactive. So we invite you to crack your Bibles open, get out your notepads and your pens, take notes, write down your questions, write down your comments, write down your arguments, and share them with us online. This is a time for us in the body of Christ and those who are curious and those that are visiting with us, saved or unsaved, to come and join the conversation. And let's learn more about who our God is and who Jesus is and who the Holy Spirit is.
Amen.
We praise you, dear Lord. We praise the Lord this evening. And we thank him for this time together. It's such a beautiful day here in Ohio. And I hear that most of the United States today was just a beautiful autumn day. The leaves are beginning to change and it's getting a little cold and crisp in the morning. But God's creation is just absolutely beautiful, no matter what the day and time. And I just really get a kick out of going out and walking and taking in all of creation and nature. Well, we're going to begin with prayer, and then I'm going to turn the floor over to my husband. John, you want to tell him the number to call?
Yes, the call the number, if you're listening by internet, is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And when you call in, you can hit the number 1. Usually I just leave the mic open in case you have a comment. That just makes it easier unless we have someone in the background who has noises or distractions. So sometimes I will just close the mic. But if you're talking and we can't hear you, just hit the number 1 and the question mark will come up.
And you'll be alerted. It will tell you that you're on. So we're going to get started. I'm going to pray first. Father God, we praise your name, dear Lord, and we thank you, Lord, for this privilege, Father God, of being online, Father God, to be over the air, Father God, to be in real time, Father God, and also to be recorded for future reference, dear Lord.
Yes, Father.
I thank you, dear Lord, for every family that's represented online right now, Father God, those that are with us in real time, Father God, those that will be with us, Father God, when they listen to the recording, Father God, those that have been with us that are no longer with us, Father God, families that have been and families, Father God, that are represented here this evening, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to bless them. Those that wanted to be with us, dear Lord, that you would just bless them, bless their households. We thank you, Lord, that as we reach in, Father God, and dig deep to study your word, Father God, that you would just, that the Holy Spirit would just fill our home, Father God, fill our room, Father God, and take complete control of this lesson. I thank you that my husband is directed by the Holy Spirit as to how he should teach and what he should teach, Father God, and will take us down the direction that the Lord would have us to go down this evening, Father God. We praise you and we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you would just bless and use him this evening, Father God, and use all those that are listening, Father God, also, Father God, that their minds and hearts would be pricked. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for this call to worship, Father God, for this call, Father God, to come together and study your word. I also want to lift up the people that have asked for prayer.
Yes.
We lift up Shamara, Santana, Laurel, Renee and Willie, Danielle, Amy, Lisa, Tita, Paula, Nadine, Sandra, Juliana, Norman, Bill, Tina, Janetta, Trinita, Elise, Altamise, Christine, Nancy, Eric, Justin, Benjamin, Angela, James and Kim, Anthony, the family of James, another James, Niall, Anthony H., Arnold B., and all others that have requested prayer, Marcia, Brenda, Rhonda, Lori, Daryl, Lemire, Dwayne, Diana, and all others. We lift up people, Father God, that are seeking healing, Father God,
Jesus.
Healing and restoration, complete physical and mental restoration, Father God. Those, Father God, who have had devastating diagnosis, Father God, from man, Father God, that they would be encouraged, Father, and get a word from you, dear Lord, the great physician.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that those that are have pending surgeries and procedures, Father God, that you would go before them, dear Lord, that you would guide the hands of the surgeon.
Yes, Father.
Speak to the doctors, Father God, and that everyone that comes in contact with them, Father God, show them favor. We ask you, Lord, to just bless those people and look after those folks, Father God, that are experiencing organ failures and diseases, Father God, and addictions,
yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to bless marriages and relationships, marriage relationships, Father God,
yes.
That you would strengthen them, Father God, that you would, Father God, that you would remind them, Father God, of the promises that were made, Father God, that there will be no impotence, ignorance, divorce,
yes.
Separation, death, destruction, that married couples, Father God, would be sensitive to the needs of one another, as that's their call,
yes.
To take care of one another, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that their marriage vows, Father God, would be brought back to their remembrance, Father God, and that they would recommit to the marriage vows, Father God, knowing, Father God, that covenant is not just a covenant, a signature on a contract, Father God, but it is more than that. It is a covenant between you and the couple, and we praise you, dear Lord.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, that you would mend relationships, that you would mend relationships, Father God, that there would be reconciliation in the body of Christ, that you would teach us to mentor each other, Father God, and be good disciples of those that you send to sit under us, Father God. Teach us to minister to one another, God, Father God, and please teach us how to mobilize and go out into the world and to speak.
Yes,
and
Father.
To speak the good news, Father God. We all that are in ministry, Father God, as they, Father God, are doing things a little bit differently during this season of COVID, Father
yes.
God. So we ask you, Lord, that all those that are pastors, Father God, like Pastor Killings, Pastor May, Pastor Smith, Cheryl Smith,
yes.
Pastor Dixon and Pastor Mixon, Pastor Miles, Pastor Hutchison, Pastor Johnson, Pastor Kashavekia, we ask you, Lord, to just bless them, Father God. Bless them.
Yes, Father. Also, yes. Bishop Palmer, lift him up in prayer. Also, Bishop Harris from out of Chicago, we lift him up in prayer. Pastor Robinson from out of Tennessee, we lift him up in prayer. There are so many that stand in the need of prayer, Father.
Yes, Lord. Renee and Willie Davis, we thank you, Father God, for Barbara Erkins, for Charles Storrs.
Yes.
For Pastor Scales in
yes.
Columbus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, dear Lord, that you would bless all of those that we just mentioned. For Pastor Hood as well, we ask you, Lord, that you would bless him as well
yes.
in the name of Jesus. Pastor Cook, dear Lord, Pastor Beasley, and Pastor Lytle, Pastors Lytle, Alicia and Charles Lytle, that you would bless them, dear
yes,
Lord, in their efforts, Father God, as they all go forth, dear Lord, carrying the word and with the responsibility, the awesome responsibility of taking care of your flocks. We praise you, dear Lord. We worship you, dear Lord, because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords, because you are our Creator, because you are our Defender, you are our Banner, that you are the God of peace. We praise you, dear Lord, because you're a healer, because you're a great provider, dear
Thank
Lord.
You,
Father God, we praise you because you are so, so good. We praise you, dear Lord, because you are God.
Yes,
in Jesus'
Father.
Sweet and holy name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer. Thank you so much for that prayer. We all stand in the need of prayer. It doesn't make a difference who you are, where you are. We stand in the need of prayer. And it's important that we as the believers of Christ, that we stand together in agreement. Amen. Praying for one another. That's one of the things when I thought about it in terms of what scripture did I want to bring to the body of Christ this evening. And I thought about, and it came to me, was Psalms 100. And as we go through Psalms 100, I am going to just give interpretations of my studies in terms of Psalms, and the mics will be open so that you can share any highlights or anything that the Lord has placed on your heart in reference to Psalms. And my title this evening is The Importance of Praise. And the scripture is Psalms 100. And the word of God reads as such. Make a joyous noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is good. It is he that made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Full unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Now, this scripture is speaking about Israel and how they were to proceed into the temple. Psalms is a song, or it's a poem of thanks, giving thanks. It was used in the temple during that time with the sacrifices of praise. And notice, the sacrifices of praise. Now, when I looked at that and saw the word sacrifices of praise, I thought about in terms of what we go through in our carnal state that we live in. We experience sickness. We experience death. We have this coronavirus that's plaguing the world. We have all kinds of illness that we are confronted with. And the Bible here, it says that sacrifice of praise. My brothers and sisters, sometimes when we are in stress, sometimes when we are depressed, sometimes when we are down at or feeling at our lowest, the psalm says here that it is a sacrifice when we give the Lord praise. Now, for some, that might be difficult to do because of the situation that we may be experiencing. And what it's saying here that when we do that, during our depressed state of emotion, that it's a sacrifice, that we are sacrificing our emotions. We are sacrificing whatever we are going through, and we're giving God praise. Making a joyful noise all to all ye lands. This expression, it reflects the Lord's rule. We are celebrating when we give psalms. This is what Israel was doing. They were giving a celebration. They were celebrating that the Lord ruled. The Lord was in control. And it gave them the ability to be able to go into the temple. And when they go into the temple, that they were not to go in with a sadness. They were not to go into the temple feeling like there was no God. They were to go in the temple giving thanksgiving and knowing that God is faithful. And that's what I want to bring to you, to know that whatever situation that we may be going through, from a physical, emotional, or spiritual sense, that God is faithful. Have you ever heard of that saying that when we're at our lowest, that's when God is operating in our lives? When we're feeling at our lowest, that's when God is operating in our lives. And it's saying that when we are going through whatever we're going through, we have to know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord rules. He is the creator of heaven and earth. And when we know this, or when we express this, we are saying to God that you're good and you are, Lord, you are faithful because you're going to help me through this time of trial. You are going to be with me as I am endure whatever pain or whatever suffering that I am going through, that you are going to be faithful, that you are going to be with me. And here it is, the psalmist is saying that we are to serve the Lord with gladness. This is what Israel is going through at this time. It's a celebration. And what they are to do is they are to serve the Lord with gladness. Now, I would think that this is almost a procession. It's a procession of worshipers as they're going through the temple. It's a procession. And they're going to celebrate God's faithfulness and knowing that he is the Lord our God. This is an invitation, and it is a command. Make a joyful noise. That's a command. How can I make a joyful noise when I'm hurting? How can I make a joyful noise when I am feeling sad? There's a loss. There's something that has been taken from me. How can I make a joyful noise? And the psalmist here is saying that the invitation and the command, that they, what they did was they shouted and they sung as they processed to the temple, as they entered the temple, the court in Israel. There is no other God but Israel's God. So not only Israel, but all of the earth. It's an invitation to celebrate, for the people of God to celebrate. It's thought of and is used as a royal kingship. He is king. He is Lord. And the psalm highlights that thing that we are showing, or Israel is to show, that this is a commitment to God. It's a commitment to God. Israel makes it clear that God is worthy to be praised and obeyed. Let me say that again. Israel makes it clear that God is worthy to be praised and obeyed. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. So it's referring to Israel, but it's also referring to all of the earth, to the inhabitants of the earth, because God is the creator of all the inhabitants on the earth. And make a joyful noise. Serve the Lord with gladness. When we come before the Lord, we come before him with gladness. We come before him knowing that he is faithful. We come before him knowing that through his presence, that he is God and there is no other God besides him. We come before him making a joyful noise. That joyful noise could be worshiping the Lord through song, through praise. However it is that you worship the Lord, come before him, come before his presence with singing. And it's saying to Israel that when they go into the temple, that they are coming showing that God is the Lord of all. Listen, during that time, we have to remember, we'll get back in terms of knowing his saving grace. And when it goes on, it says, know that the Lord is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. When Israel is going into the temple, they're recognizing that they were created by God.
Amen.
Sometimes the mind can take us away from the Lord's presence, and the mind can begin to start to believe that we are God.
Amen.
We are God. Things that have, my brothers and sisters, it's almost like waking up at the beginning of the day when we open our eyes. We didn't do it on our own. We didn't wake up on our own. It was God that woke us up. It was God that watched over you and I as we slept and slumbered through the night. It was God. It was his presence that watched over us.
Amen.
And protected us.
Ministering angels. Amen.
From all hurt, harm, or danger. My brothers and sisters, don't you know that from the studies of psychology that people die in their sleep? People have bad dreams. Have you heard that? People can have bad dreams. And the psychology of that, those dreams, that if you happen to have a bad dream and say that you are falling, you wake up before you hit the ground. But if you fall and you hit the ground, that your heart goes into shock from a dream. People can lose their lives through a dream. So God protects you and I as we sleep and slumber through the night. We don't think about anything but rest. But God is watching over you and I. God is protecting those demonic forces that are trying to force their way into our dreams and shatter our lives. Just as God watches over you and I when we are sleeping and slumbering through the night, God does the same throughout the day. When we wake up and we go throughout our day, God is watching over you and I. God is protecting you and I. And it says, know that the Lord, he is God. There is no other God besides our Lord and faithful God. He is a faithful and true God. He is the one that made us and not ourselves. God is watching over you and I. And it says, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. He is the good shepherd. Isn't it good to know that God doesn't send anyone else as a shepherd? He doesn't say that someone or something else is going to watch over you. God is choosing to do that himself, to make sure that his sheep or his flock are together.
Amen.
And when we separate or when we're scattered, you know how sheep are, they scatter. They have to have a shepherd to keep them together. But when they're scattered, God is saying that he's going to go and he's going to search out for those who have separated from the flock and bring them back to the pasture.
Every last one.
Isn't it good knowing that?
Amen.
Isn't it good knowing that? So it says this is the invitation, and it's perhaps it is sung as a procession of worshipers as they enter the temple in Israel.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalm is part of an annual New Year's celebration. It's filled with confidence and joy. When we go before the Lord, we go with confidence of knowing that he is faithful, knowing that he is good, knowing that he is going to watch over us, knowing that he is going to bring us out of whatever we're going through with confidence and joy. Confidence of knowing that he's going to do it and the joy of knowing that it's going to happen. Already been won. Hallelujah. It highlights the commitment, our commitment to God. When we go before him with confidence and joy, it's going before God and highlighting that we know who God is. And see, Israel makes it clear through the Psalms that God is the God that's worthy to be praised and to be praised and obeyed. God is worthy. He's truly worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I might even be talking to the pastor from out of Long Island, Pastor Smith, who we was asked to pray for, and we continually keep her on our prayer list. Pastor Robinson, who's from out of Tennessee, who asked for prayer. Listen, my brothers and sisters, we are all servants of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We are all servants of the Lord, and we all stand in the need of prayer. So, my brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through, please know that without a shadow of a doubt, that the Lord is good.
All the time.
He is good. It is he that made us and not we that made ourselves.
He's a good, good Father.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Psalms 100, it says, know ye that the Lord is God. And I want to point that to you, that know, that is a commandment from the Lord. Know that the Lord is God without a shadow of a doubt. Don't get it twisted. Don't get it confused. Don't get caught up with the worldly thinking. The commandment is know that the Lord is God. And that's a commandment to you and to I to know. Not, well, I guess, or I'm not sure, or there's a possibility. It is a commandment. Know that the Lord, He is God. Hallelujah. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. And when we're doing that, we are being thankful. We are being thankful as we enter into His gates. We are going in thanking God for all the things that He's done, seen and unseen. My brothers and sisters, don't you know, do you know how many times God has rescued us from any dangers that we didn't even know anything about? Dangers that we didn't know anything about. So no is a command to you and I. It's a proclamation. What does it mean to have the Lord during Israel's time as king? What it means is that what they're doing is they are showing to the world who God is. God chose Israel to be God's people. And God is the one who freed them from slavery in Egypt. And He's the same God who's rescuing you and I here and now. Same God. I can imagine when they was going through what they were going through when they was in bondage, and God came and rescued them from bondage, freed them. I can imagine what they were going through. My brothers and sisters, even today, here and now, we can be caught up in bondage. We can be shackled to the point of feeling that there's no way out. But you understand what I'm saying. And I might be talking to you who's online right now. Without a shadow of a doubt, no is a command. Know that He is God. Know that He is the one that created you and I. Know that it wasn't you and I that created ourselves. Hallelujah. Make a joyful noise unto the land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord is good. He is the one who made you and I. So since He's the God that made you and I, we are to enter into His courts with praise and to be thankful for what He's done. Bless His name. Thankful for what He's done, seen and unseen. My brothers and sisters, whatever you're going through, know that God can rescue you out of that. Know that He is the Good Shepherd. Know that He is a faithful God.
Amen.
Know that He is a loving God.
Amen.
Know that He is the shepherd of the pasture. We are the sheep. He is our shepherd. That God can take care of His own. The Lord should be praised at all times. We should make a joyful noise, even in our trials and tribulations. We are to make a joyful noise. We're not talking about a false God. When we're talking about a true and living God, God is willing to enter to your life and my life because we are His people. God operated in the lives of Israel and the world and he's operating today.
Amen. Nonstop.
Think about his mercy.
Endures forever. Amen.
Think about his care.
Amen. Forever.
Think about it. Listen to what Ezekiel says in 34:11-12. For thus said the Lord God, behold, I will both search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd that seek out his flock in the day that he is among the sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and the dark day. My brothers and sisters, he's talking about you and I. If your life appears to be cloudy, if your life appears to be dark or getting darker, he says, I will seek out my sheep and I will deliver them out of those dark places, out of those cloudy situations. I will deliver them. It's a command. No. That's a command. No. There is no room for doubt. There is no room for doubt. And think about what John 10:11 says, and for thus says the Lord God, behold, I even will both search my sheep and seek them out. This is John talking. All right, this is Ezekiel earlier. As the shepherd that seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among the sheep all scattered, and so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and the dark day. The same reference. The same God. God will rescue you and I out of our cloudy situations. But we have to know without a shadow of a doubt that he's faithful. We have to know without a shadow of a doubt that he's loving, that God loves us. In spite of our situations,
in spite of ourselves,
in spite of our shortcomings, that God loves us. God loves us. And he's willing to be involved in the lives of those that love him. The Bible says in the lives of his sheep to save them. But we are the sheep. We are the sheep. In the lives, in our lives. In 4:5, the second part of Psalm, it is called for the saints to enter Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is God's gate. When we talk about Jerusalem, we're talking about God's gate. And to go through the temple is his courts, to offer their thanksgiving sacrifices for his blessings to them. It's saying that the people should praise the Lord for his goodness, for his love, and for his faithfulness. And let me tell you something, that when we do this, that these benefits will endure only in your life and my life, but endure from generation to generation. So what you're doing is you are blessing not only your own situation, but you're blessing those that are coming after you.
Amen.
The generation.
Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren.
Hallelujah.
Their great-grandchildren.
Woo. You're blessing them because of your obedience. Because of your obedience to the command. No. No. Who he is. Generation to generation, every generation that experiences God's goodness, love, and faithfulness can join in praising him. Every generation, any generation out there, any generation after that experiences God's goodness and love and faithfulness can join in and praising him. God is good. God is good. God is loving. God never fails.
Amen.
And his mercy, everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. My brothers and sisters, we are here planning. We are here planning, praising, and proclaiming who God is, not only for this day, but for the future, for the future generations. Why worship him? Why should we trust him? Because God is a good God. God is kind. God changes everything for the good of the people and the world. Goodness gives goodness and enhances life. Goodness is steadfast. It's steadfast love, meaning that it never ends. Grace, as shown in the New Testament, grace, it is for all the world that was made flesh. Hallelujah. And all that tabernacled among us, we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Father, full of grace, full of truth. It is goodness that endures and never runs out. Know that God is good. Goodness never runs out. The future is ruled by concrete loving kindness, meaning that it's not going to fall through. It is solid. Solid. He's the same loving kind God of Israel as he is today. That has been passed on from generation to generation to the generation and to the entire creation. My brothers and sisters, if need be, we need to renew our praise and our commitment to God during this annual celebration, this new year. Let me say that again. We may need to renew our praise and commitment during this annual celebration of the Lord.
Amen.
For this new year. Hallelujah. The importance of praise. Because God is good. God is faithful. God is loving. And his mercy is everlasting. It endureth to all generations to come. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to open up the mic now. Any comments? Hallelujah.
I'm glad that you brought up the new year, about this being the September was the beginning of the Jewish calendar year. Rosh Hashanah is the new year. But the other thing about this year is that it's a time of new beginning, but this is also the year of Jubilee.
Amen.
Where debts are forgiven. And so when we go into, I just want to put that out there, that this is a time when debtors are supposed to forgive their debts. So sometimes we, as believers, only think of our own folks that we owe, but not to think of the folks that owe us that also need forgiveness.
Hmm.
So yeah. Whether that's the forgiveness of a deed or monetary or whatever, but to remember that and be forgiving. Be forgiving.
Hallelujah.
I want to talk, so thank you for the lesson I went through as you were talking and put down, like, looked at all the action words that were in this short, you know, this short passage. Psalm 100 is only, you know, five passages, but it packs a lot. There's a lot impacted in there about how we should praise the Lord and what we're called to do, and we're called to praise him.
Amen.
We were made to praise
Hallelujah.
Him. So thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for those comments, those kind words. Any other comments? The mics are open. We're looking to hear from you. Any comments? My brothers, my sisters, feel free to comment. We need to hear from you. You're having a hard time unmuting your mic. It's open already. The mics are already on. Can I get one comment out there? Share the goodness of the Lord in your life. Is there one?
Well, I wrote down reasons why we praise him, and for, you know, based on Psalm 100, that we're called to the action that we're supposed to take is to shout out to the Lord, to shout so that everyone can hear it. In other words, that he's good, that we worship the Lord. Let your neighbors know, you know, when you come into the sanctuary, temple, that you're shouting and you're blowing the shofar and there's the flags and there's the instruments, the symbols and so forth, and that you're doing the right thing because we're obeying him.
Amen.
We're obeying him and we worship him because we sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and even singing tongues. That we know, those of us that know that the Lord is God, need to shout it and say it and sing it so that others will know. And then tell them our story. Tell them your story and how the Lord has been active in your life.
Amen.
And why you serve him and why it's so important to recognize who God is. That we didn't make ourselves, that we are, you know, we are his children. And then when the word that Psalm 7 says, come and go through the gates, you know, come and go through the gates, where one time they weren't allowed to go into the gates, to go into the temple and so forth, go into the Holy of Holies. We can do that now. So you go through the gates with thanksgiving. So when we go to church and go before the altar, that we're going up there with thanksgiving and to show our gratitude and our appreciation, how thankful we are for how the Lord has blessed us and kept us and how he continues to bless us and keep us and how we know that he is going to do the same thing for our children just as he did for our ancestors. Then we enter the court with praise, and when the praise and worship is so sweet that you're praising and worshiping and that you just feel like it's just you and the Lord, that you're singing right to him, not aware of your neighbors and whether they're raising their hands or not aware of who's playing the drums or that, but you get so taken up in the praise and worship.
Yes.
Praise God. And that we give thanks to him, always come with an attitude of gratitude and bless the Lord because he is so good.
Yes.
He is good. He is loving. He is kind. He is merciful. He is so faithful. And he is forever all of those things.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. I was given the challenge by a spiritual teacher instead of praying and thanking, just praise him. Just praise God.
Yes.
Praise him for all the things that he's done and he's given to you. Praise him.
Yes.
Instead of
Amen.
Thanking him. Thanking him is a form of praising him, but praising him is a higher form of thanking him. And
yes.
If you think about it, and one thing that was said that really 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 resonated with me is if Baker Mayfield or LeBron hits a completes a pass or LeBron James makes a shot in 2016 when that NBA championship was won in Ohio, you praise them at a higher level than you praise God.
That's right.
And holler and scream and shout for them more so than you'll praise our mighty Father. So
amen.
So it's really something to consider in our worship habits. How we you know, if we have the ability to sit and just don't say thanks and praise you, Lord, praise you for. And it was really difficult personally for me to continuously praise him for what he's given, for what he's done, for what he is and what he will be. And I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you so much. Is there another comment before we close? For those of you who are listening by internet, or those of you who are listening that don't have a relationship with the Lord, please understand that this is an invitation, okay? And it is a direct call for you to come to our Savior. This isn't a program. It's not a system. It's not an organization. But to come to the Savior himself, come to the Lord himself. This is an intimate invitation for you to develop a Christ-like attitude or attributes toward God. The invitation is not to be partial to one person, any type of group, any type of class, or nationality. It's an invitation to accept the Lord. And here's what you must do. You must admit that you are a sinner and that you need God's help. Be willing, my brothers and sisters, to change your mind and turn from your sins. What does that mean? That means to repent. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried, and he rose from the dead. And you can be saved. Amen. 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 As we come to a close, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now, forever, and ever. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Once again, thank you
amen.
So much. Thank
amen.
You so much. Thank you so much for your comments. May God bless you. Looking forward to next week. We will be in, where are we next week? In, I believe, Atlanta. Well, we invite you back next week. May God bless you. Have a good day.
So hard to understand how a life that I had planned.
I face the dawn.